Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Wants to Heal and Keep Families Together. That is God's plan from the very beginning. He made the first family. He made the man. And then he put the man to sleep, and he took a rib from Adam, and he made his wife. And as soon as he seen his wife, he loved her, and they became a family. God brought her to him in order to complete the family like he had envisioned. So we are in Mark chapter 10. We're reading the Bible in 1 year. And we are already in the book of Mark, which is the second gospel in the New Testament. And, of course, this is about Jesus' life and how he lived, what he taught, and then about his death and resurrection. Praise the Lord. So in Mark 10, Jesus left Capernaum and went southward to the Judean border and east of the Jordan River. There were crowds there, and as usual, he taught them. Some of the Pharisees came and asked him, "Do you permit divorce?" But he knew what they wanted to do. They wanted to trap him. So he said, "What did Moses say about divorce?" Jesus asked him. "He said it's all right," they replied. He said, "All that a man has to do is write his wife a letter of dismissal." And Jesus said, "I'll tell you, it was a concession to your hard-hearted wickedness. God made man and woman to be joined together permanently in marriage. Therefore, a man is to leave his father and his mother, and he and his wife need to be reunited so that they are no longer two people, but one. No man can separate what God has joined together. When a man divorces his wife to marry someone else, he commits adultery against her. And if a wife divorces her husband and remarries, she too commits adultery." What does that mean? I didn't even know what that word meant many years ago. I've seen it in the Ten Commandments, but I didn't really fully understand what it's saying. But when we come into adulthood and we have to face life situations and we don't make good decisions sometimes, we end up in bad situations. And so it's very important that we try to hold off and find that right person that God has for us. And even then, sometimes that may not work out. But God's perfect plan is for us to have one husband with children, and the families have a nuclear families. And of course, nowadays, it's far from the normal. But God's plan is still his plan. His first plan is to keep, to be the cornerstone of God's plan. And friends, families are the cornerstone of God's plan. Without families, when families get destroyed, then communities become destroyed, and then cities become destroyed, and then the states become destroyed. And you can see that as soon as the family breaks up, somebody's going to be in poverty, and it's usually the woman and the children. And so they need one another. But only God can heal the marriages right now. But God needs us to learn about marriage and stay faithful to God and stay faithful to your family. God wants to heal marriages and keep families together. I know that many have a lot of issues that is breaking up the family, and sometimes it can be harmful to the wife and to the children, or vice versa. And so there's many marriages that are being destroyed. But you know, God did not intend that, and God is not the one who destroys marriages. It is the enemy who comes against families, because he knows that God cherishes the family, and for them to be complete and whole, they need to work together. And so he goes into the family, through the children, through the husband, through the wife, whatever, through the in-laws, through whosoever, the jobs, the problems, so he can destroy families. So what can we do? We got to pray for families. We must pray for our families, that they would, that God would heal our families, and not only our families, but our children's families and our grandchildren's families and our neighbors. And that's God's plan for us, to heal marriages and keep families together. Now, of course, there's situations that cannot be accomplished due to whatever kind of things that are going on in the family. And I understand that. But in the meantime, we can still pray and believe God for a miracle in family. We can come together and pray for our men who are going into all kinds of crazy stuff, and we need to pray it, that God will bring their minds back to the original, like Adam and Eve, and not go the ways of the world. And for our children, that they would not get caught up in the same things that that many other children are going through right now. God wants to heal marriages. We have to believe that. God wants to keep families together. We have to believe that. That is God's perfect plan. Now, of course, everybody has their own choice, and you know they're going to make decisions, but our prayer is to keep families together if possible. Okay. Husbands, the Bible says in Ephesians 5, and God always talks to the husband first. And usually the husbands are going off in different things, or the wives are going off in different things, or the children are. But the responsibility to hold the family together is directed to the husband. It says, husbands, show the same kind of love to your wife as Christ showed to the church when he died for her, to make her holy and clean, washed by baptism and God's word. And if the husband and wife are working together, then probably the children will fall in line as well. And now, if you don't know the Lord, it's going to be very hard to serve him. So pray with me this prayer. And if you do, let me know. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to heal my family. I ask you to touch my children today. Father God, I ask you to touch my extended family, my in-laws, my cousins, different parts of our family, Father God. Heal them, Father God. Supernaturally make a way for them, Father God. Yes, for us, for our marriages, for other people's marriages. We pray for marriages today, Father God, that you will correct us and put us in the order that you have established from the beginning of time, and not that the wife would be a slave, Father God, or that they would be abused, or the children would be abused, Father God, but in righteousness, Father God, in your holiness, Father God. Yes, you're calling the husbands to love their wives or to use them or to abuse them or the children. And Lord, we just ask for your perfect will for America, Lord. Reestablish the home, Father God, because the family make up a community. The community grows and it multiplies when there's security, Father God. Many are having insecurity and inferiority. And we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind divorce in Jesus' name. We will not allow divorce to come and destroy our family. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you have given us the truth, that we can stand on the truth, and the truth will set us free. And Lord, if some are being set free today, Father God, yes, Lord, yes, Father God, give them the way, give them the plan. Help them, Father God, to establish their families upon Jesus. You said, unless the Lord build a house, the house will be broken. Unless the Lord build it. And let the Lord come into these families, Father God, and be established. And we thank you today, Father God. And Lord, we cannot serve you without knowing Jesus. Jesus, we ask you to come into our life today. Lord, save me from myself, Father God. Save me from this life temptation, from situations today, Father God. Forgive me for all my sins. And let me be a better husband. Let me be a better wife. And let me be a better mom. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for healing my family today and giving us the fullness of life. Lord, making us a family that will work together and not divided. And Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory today. I thank you for salvation for me, for my wife, for my children, for my grandchildren, for family members, whoever it is. And Lord, we thank you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory today. And Lord, we pray for our country. Lord, we pray for America. We pray that this country will be an example to the world. And Lord, that we would live, Father God, in peace and harmony. Because you are our Lord. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise. We just find this devastation of murders and destruction, Father God, in this country. Let our borders be protected on all fronts, from the air, from the sea, from the land, Father God, from the waters, right now, in Jesus'